This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
At a time when many states and school districts are struggling to stay afloat financially, the new national curriculum plan, called Common Core, demands that current textbooks be replaced with new books aligned with the new standards, and that teachers be retrained to teach in alignment with Common Core standards and Common Core tests, and that schools finance technological updates so every student can be tested on a computer, including buying additional computers and increasing broadband capacity. Estimates to implement the standards and tests range from $12 to $16 billion nationally. The states are having a hard time figuring out how much Common Core alignment will cost them, which provides further proof that the states had no role in developing the standards. Some estimates are that just for the testing mandated by Common Core standards, the annual cost of assessment for states participating in this will increase by $177 million, and that is not just a one-time cost, but an annual cost of the increase over previous standardized testing costs. Estimates of the textbook and material costs will be $374 million. And after all the cost and complexity of adopting Common Core standards, they will not make your kids any smarter. Here is the opinion of Dr. Sev Werman, a math standards and assessment expert and former U.S. Department of Education official. He said, and I quote, "I believe the Common Core marks the cessation of educational standards improvement in the United States. No state has any reason left to aspire for first-rate standards, as all states will be judged by the same mediocre national benchmark enforced by the federal government."
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Some way out of this mess, we must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report on the second day of October 2013. And I've got Bill Frady joining us soon after the first break here in about 10 minutes. So, you know, a black race war on whites is actually being encouraged by Mr. Obama. The black beatdown of white people is underway. A World War II vet, Shorty, is accosted in a parking lot by blacks who rob and pound him to death. A little 12-year-old boy in Houston, Texas, is kidnapped by a 44-year-old black woman. She takes him to her apartment, ties him up, and then tortures him to death, burning him unmercilessly with a blowtorch. The crazed welder's welfare check must have been a day late, or maybe she got mad when she ran out of minutes on her free Obama phone. I don't know. But kidnapping a 12-year-old boy and then burning him to death with a torch. Meanwhile, a lone book documenting the nationwide massacre of whites by black thugs and gangs is published. It's titled White Girl Bleed a Lot, a true story of a young white girl set upon by a mob of some 50 black mobsters. Why did they do it? Probably because McDonald's didn't fry their hamburgers just right, or maybe they all wanted an increase in the rent subsidy. Who knows? In Oklahoma, some black gang members, they could be Obama's sons, so they got bored, so they went out in their car to find some white guy to shoot in the back. Obama hasn't criticized the black thugs yet. Neither have race hustlers Jesse Jackson and the sidekick loon Al Charlatan Sharpton, as I like to call him. They're just busy now getting big donations from Wall Street or MSNBC. Sharpton even got a Bill O'Reilly of Fox to come up with a $25,000 gift for Sharpton's rabble-rousing. Thank you, Bill O'Reilly. Black attorney general uses the powers to attack innocent whites. And I'm not joking about this. And I'm not trying to race bait. I'm just laying out the facts. These racial cowards are richly rewarded for their beatdown of whites. They are the tens of billions flowing from the national and state governments. Attorney General Eric Holder is doing all that he can to strip whites of any remaining civil rights. He sicked the FBI on George Zimmerman, upset the poor Hispanic victim, didn't just lie there and take a vicious beating from a drug-crazed black Trayvon Martin. No, Martin hid from, then attacked and then punched Zimmerman, knocked him down, jumped on top and pounding away for about 45 seconds until the desperate victim took out his gun and let the thug have a slug. Holder says that you can only defend yourself when attacked by a white. So now they're building monuments for this crud punk Trayvon Martin and harass the real neighborhood hero Zimmerman with more FBI investigations. And just recently, his wife is divorcing Zimmerman. Oh, you precious little darling, coming out dumping all over your ex, soon-to-be ex-husband. Wonder what she was promised. Now, the economic mess. Economically, America is a mess, but Obama, Bernanke, and the Congress could care less. They keep spending like drunken Wall Street insiders. The Fed spends tens of trillions propping up both U.S. and foreign banks. Our Congress keeps rubber-stamping Obama's see-through fake budgets. With all the counterfeiting of dollars going on, we could be years away from the final kill. Well, not really. But that's when everything goes topsy-turvy. America has never before simply kept printing and printing and printing money and giving it free of charge to banks and favored corporations. The big boys know that if and when they stop printing, it's all over. So they can't keep printing and they can't stop printing. I think you got the message there. And sexual explosions, Tex writes. He says, what better than unclad women, for example, Miley Cyrus or Lady Gaga, down to their panties and bras? They keep minds focused on the depraved? Homosexuality and transgenderism are all the rage as liberal and Jewish judges silence the few Christians still willing to protest. Gay pride is more important than Christian values, which we are told over and over are antiquated and outmoded. What's wrong with, what's the matter with you, boy? Big Brother is watching as well, meanwhile knowing that their time is fast running out. The bureaucrats and politicians are spending countless billions of our money building up the world's greatest domestic police and intelligence force. We are all watched by the whirling computer machines and traitorous secret agents. They know every penny you make, spend, and keep hidden. They know of your guns and your ammo. They're watching us with video cams in the streets and in the stores, wiretapping our phones, reading our emails. They're even building robots to someday rampage and rip into us. And they lie about their activities, and then lie a little bit more. Some unpleasant day, Obama will use the presidential code. Yes, all cell phones have one, yours as well, to make one little phone call to the civilian corps made up of about 10 million black misfits. I call them the culturally deficient. Hispanic as well, and alien hangers-on, tattooed know-nothings, and homosexual transgender nuts. He'll give the word, and the death chase will be on. The lethal death chase is made possible by the Guns for Drug Gangsters program of Attorney General Holder, and millions upon millions of assault weapon bullets stockpiled by Homeland Security and its director, the lesbian Janet Napolitano. Janet also has purchased 17,000 armored personnel carriers and thousands of drone aircraft. Government agents in every agency, especially the IRS and the EPA, are now fully armed and ready to go. FEMA also has got its many gulag camps rather primed and ready for peak occupancy. They're rolling out the welcome mat. The death chase happened in 1917 in Russia with Lenin, later with Suharto in Indonesia, and with Pol Pot in Cambodia. It's happening now throughout the Middle East and in sad Palestine, courtesy of Netanyahu and his gang of primal Khazar misfits. Obama, or the next president's faithful, fervent servants, will break spring to attack, killing, robbing, marauding, and beating It could begin on May 1st or perhaps on 9/11. I don't know. Give it a date. Give it a time. Count on it by 2025, Tex writes. Ain't going to last that long, Tex. But don't be surprised if the death chase is kicked off earlier. America is really in trouble. And I'm not a racist, folks. I'm just telling you, I'm just calling him as I see him. Some of these things that these... They're not even young men. Are doing to people is absolutely horrendous, and it's not being reported in the news. You see, that would be racial prejudice. No, I call it accurate news reporting. We'll break. We'll be back with Bill Frady right after this.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Cocked, locked, and ready to rock and roll. Hey, Hound Dog, how are you? Bill Frady.
I'm the Hound Dog now? I get to be the Hound Dog, that's cool. Can I be like Huckleberry Hound? He was one of my favorites.
You can be any kind of Hound Dog you want to be. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right.
Well,
getting ready for tomorrow morning. Bringing a little noise here and there as I go.
Well, speaking about a little noise, some things have been happening lately on the network. Your program, Lock and Load, is sponsored by the Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt's Gun Owners of America, and it is the only daily gun show done in America. You believe that?
Yes, sir.
You believe that, guys? I mean, with all the stuff that's going on here with gun grabbing and confiscation and people ignoring court rulings and Second Amendment and whatever else, that you're the only show, the only actual real gun show that is on a daily basis in this country.
Well, definitely on terrestrial radio. The other guy that does some daily stuff, Cam Edwards, he sort of wants to be something. He wants to be a different kind of talk show guy. So, yeah, I'm the only one that's talking about guns and gun rights and defense and tactics with on a daily basis anywhere. Anywhere on a daily basis. I don't want to be the next this kind of talk show host of that one. This is my wheelhouse, so I enjoy it, and I like being the only one because it sort of narrows that field, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly does, and you know, the most underrated, we're seeking, and we're going to change this thing that the National Rifle Association, my God, I don't, you know, they say don't speak ill of the dead. In my mind, the NRA, as far as championing the gun rights for Americans, I don't know how many years ago that died. But they are a lobbying group, and they will tell you they are a lobbying group. The press keeps running to the NRA.
Well, the NRA has become the generic term for Second Amendment advocacy. And if you look across the states, I mean, each state has some sort of maybe multiples of grassroots organizations about gun rights. Nationally, there's the Second Amendment Foundation, the Citizens Committee to Keep and Bear Arms, which is essentially one unit under Alan Gottlieb. There's the National Association for Gun Rights, and there's the NRA, and there's Gun Owners of America. And what we saw, like with the background checks we enjoy today, those were written by the NRA, and they were written by the NRA because they were trying to mitigate what they called a disaster in waiting. So they wanted to exercise some control and be involved in it. But background checks are unconstitutional. They don't use them to go after bad guys. In 2011, there were 77,000 denials, and out of those 77,000 denials that came up, that got flagged on the background check, they prosecuted 13. So they're not using that as a tool to catch bad guys.
13 what?
There were 13 prosecutions out of 77,000 denials in 2011 off the background check.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me it was 13,000.
Oh, no.
13 individuals.
1-3.
Jeez, oh, Pete. Oh, my gosh.
So when they wanted to expand the background checks, of course, Larry and I and everybody at Gun Owners of America, we were against that because the system they have now doesn't work. It's sort of like the no-fly list they have out there that when Senator Teddy Kennedy was still alive, he came up on it 5 times. Those kind of things just don't work. So in this last go-around with Manchin Toomey, the Second Amendment Foundation stepped up, and they wanted to write part of that to mitigate the damage because they felt, once again, they felt like there was going to be some sort of legislation that came out. While Gun Owners of America was notifying their members to contact their senators, he was out there trying to help write the bill. And then on the day it was going to be voted on, when they figured out that they weren't going to get what they wanted out of that, they decided to not support it at that point. But they had gone on for weeks trying to sell that to the Second Amendment advocacy group. And there's a lot of people that just stood by and said, well, you know, that was a mistake. But we see that a lot, and what I like about Larry Pratt is Larry Pratt doesn't get out there and try to interpret or mitigate. He gets out there and he says, this is what it is, and I'm not going to work with you to make it any better than it is. If you pass it, it's unconstitutional. Just know that. Thanks.
Well, and Bill, I mean, NRA, it's self-admitted lobbying group. They're a political organization funded by its members. And the art of politicking, or politics, is the art of compromise.
Yes.
And I do not see where any Second Amendment issue is to be compromised. And I'll say this, and Larry knows this. Larry Pratt knows this. He and I have been friends for a number of years. And he's the only guy in this country. If I talk about organizations against gun control, infringing on, there's no NRA. There is only GOA, Gun Owners of America, that comes out of this man's mouth.
Do you remember the Disclose Act?
I'm sorry, remember what?
The Disclose Act.
No, I don't.
Right after Obama was sworn in, the Senate wanted to take it. You know, he had the Senate and the House and Obama. They had the trifecta, and they wanted to take up something that they called the Disclose Act. And what this was going to be, if you were a 501c organization, which is what Gun Owners of America is, you were going to have to disclose the names and addresses and amounts of your donors. And what this was calculated to do was to put a chill on donations for organizations like Gun Owners of America.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, the NRA stood up and said, "Well, we don't want that. We're going to fight you on that." And the Senate issued them an exemption, and they withdrew from the debate. It came around a second time. They caught a lot of flack for that, by the way. But it came around the second time. This time, they did not miscalculate, and they stayed engaged in it while they were discussing it. But they have gotten back on the bleachers instead of getting in the middle of the field and fighting it out when they were given an exemption. If you want to be real cynical about why they did that then, I would have to say that if organizations like the Second Amendment Foundation and Gun Owners of America get shut down because they're not getting donations, because that's how they exist, then people that want to fight the Second Amendment rights, they've only got one organization to go through, and that would be the NRA, which the NRA is incorporated. So they're busy.
Well, I want to see Gun Owners of America, I want to see their membership roles expand. You know, I used to chuckle, but I'm not chuckling anymore. I'm just shaking my head anymore when I hear somebody say, "Well, I'm an NRA life member." Really? Why? Why are you part of an organization? And Larry will not bang on the NRA. I will.
I think we've added close to 100,000 members since I've been doing the webcast podcast. Of course, that's not all to me. Piers Morgan has been really good to us. He was done to have Larry on the show twice.
Yeah, the first time calling him how many months ago, calling him an ignorant man.
Yeah, I mean, that was really good for us because Larry just shuts him down.
Well, you don't think Alex Jones did a good job? never mind. That was a rhetorical question. Doesn't require an answer.
I watched that interview.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, if I ever can afford the, I'm looking for a Bill Shatner 2000 hairpiece. If I can look good enough to get on television, put me across. We've talked, Larry and I have talked about me being across from Piers Morgan, although I think he's about to get fired now.
Well, one would only hope so. Oh, hang on a second. We'll be right back.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
An RBN update here. Tune In is available anywhere you happen to be. What is Tune In? That is an iPhone. Well, it's an app that goes to a lot of stuff. Want to listen to RBN on any smartphone, including iPhone, all the Android phones, all Windows phones, and all Blackberries? How about listening on your device, including iPad, Android tablets, Amazon Kindle, Roku Player, etc., etc.? And once you download, just type in the search menu RBN, and you have RBN at your listening pleasure on any device. Afterwards, save us on your favorites so you can listen at ease anytime you so choose. And where do you get that? Well, you just go right to republicbroadcasting.org under the RBN updates. It is right there, and you can download the free app. Please enjoy. We're talking with Bill Frady today. Lock and load. He just went 2-3 hours on Republic Radio. And we appreciate that very, very much. And our good bud and pal here, Larry Pratt, is helping us out tremendously. He's doing a program. What time is his show, Dan, on Saturday? 2, 3, 1. I could have looked it up. I could have kept treading water and done it myself. I thought you were on the site. At any rate, maybe you know that, Bill Frady.
Well, I've looked at a schedule. It just depends on who's got it when they air it. And,
4 to 5 p.m. Central Time, and we have a little addition here, folks. After Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America. Right behind that, on the other side, is none other than Sheriff Richard Mack. Richard is going to be doing a show on this network, and I'm telling you what, Bill, you and I were talking the other day, we needed to tie into the good sheriffs in this country, the people that understand the Constitution, that understand their role and their responsibilities to we the people.
The sheriffs are very important. Gun Owners of America look at the sheriffs as the preeminent law enforcement official in their county. And Richard Mack runs an organization, and forgive me, it's one of those alphabet things, and I don't remember all the alphabets that he gave me earlier today. But there's 500 sheriffs that are a member of his organization. And, you know, we have, Gun Owners of America has identified 400 of them on a different plane that are not going to allow unconstitutional gun law to be played in their county. And with a sheriff, you have an elected official. So for if you got 500 sheriffs out there, you can pretty easily say that there's 500 counties against gun control, against federal gun control. And that's a pretty sizable chunk.
That's a few square miles, I would say. And what is happening here is there, rather than a separation, and Bill, you know this as sure as the day is long. Well, it's getting shorter, but yeah. There has always been this separation, especially within police departments, that, you know, the citizens out there, you know, they're really the enemies. And, you know, you can only trust the other guys on the in the rank and file and in uniform and whatever. No. That split and division, that happened years ago. We distrust the citizenry, and look the way they're acting now. Unfortunately, a lot of the sheriffs went in the wrong direction, bought into this, there's Al-Qaeda hiding under everybody's bed, so we got to take everybody's... No. There's, the worm is starting to turn, is it not, Bill? These guys are taking their oaths of office very, very seriously.
Yeah, one of the things that came out after Manchin Toomey was defeated was this Police One survey. And this is 15,000 law enforcement officers, not officials, but officers, street cops, active and retired. And out of that 15,000, the lowest percentage you could find when it comes to citizens owning guns that was favorable for citizens owning guns was around the 83 percentile mark. In some cases, it was up above the 90s. The police officer or the sheriff's deputy, the guys that are actually out there doing the work, they like having an armed populace out there. And when it's the sheriff's deputies, a lot of that's got to be from the attitude coming from the top down. If the sheriff looks out there and says, this is my oath, these are my constituents, if he doesn't look at them as his subjects, that's got to be a great help.
Well, and you're going to be tying into that that depth of shiny badge guys out there that know which end is up, are you not?
Yeah, I'm going to go after the sheriffs. We're going to kick off with Richard Mack this Friday. And I'm just going to mine every sheriff that's in his organization and a few that I know. We've got one sheriff in my locale that I don't know if he's a member of Richard Mack's organization, but if he is, then he ought to be.
Well, and if he isn't, he's going to be.
Yes.
Is the attitude.
He got up on CNN about 2 years ago and exhorted the women of America to go out and get a concealed carry permit. He pushes it very heavy in his county. And last year he had a slight uptick in the county on homicide. But what happened was that the homicides where the bad guys are killing good guys, those went down, and the uptick came from the justifiable homicides where people were defending themselves because he encouraged them to learn how to do that. And a lot of the local press tried to attack him, and he just looked at him and said, I don't care what you say. And I don't think he's going to have any trouble getting reelected. So he has come out and said, I don't like drawing chalk outlines around my constituents, and his constituents are responsible. Guy's tough as nails. He's not going to take too much junk off of anybody.
All right, I've got a couple of callers here. By the way, Sheriff Max, and excuse me, this should be burned into my brain. It's the CSPOA, and that stands for the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association.
That's right. You're right. You win.
Okay. What do I get? Jonathan in Tennessee. Hello, Jonathan.
John Bill, you hear me?
Yes.
I just want to give you a heads up, gentlemen. I'm in the Tennessee National Guard, and apparently our drill got canceled this weekend. So
really?
Apparently, yeah, apparently we're getting government funding, too, instead of National Guard. Should be state-funded, but I'm guessing not.
Well, they should be not nationalized. By the way, what is the year that the National Guard, well, it wasn't really the National Guard before, but it was actually the States Guard. When did the Fed take you guys over?
That's a good question, because I know it was prior to the actual Army. We're actually older than active duty Army. And but that question I do not know. That'd be good something for me to research.
It was late 60s, early 70s, I thought. But
I would assume so, because after Vietnam, it became National Guard did tours overseas along with active duty.
Yeah.
So
yeah. How's that? When you guys should be on our southern border right now, kicking butt and taking names and throwing them back over the border.
Yes.
Yeah.
We did do those tours, sir, and then they cut the budget for it, and soldiers were volunteering left and right to guard the border. And I wanted to tell you that our budget is so low that our last drill we did, we were using sticks and using stones as hand grenades for practice.
Now, you're not joshing me. You're not kidding me.
No, sir. We used sticks as rifles, and we threw not even rubber duckies, like the rubber plastic rifles.
Yeah.
We didn't even use that. We had sticks and stones is what we were training with, but yet our police departments were getting MRAPs and getting armored up, and Department of Homeland Security is buying all this ammunition. And we're supposed to do a two-week AT in the Mojave Desert at Port Orange, California. That got canceled because we had no money for that. Mm. So my thing is, are they planning on us staying home for something? Because we're the only security for the governor, I would assume. Or, I don't know. But, yeah, that's our budget. We got pretty much nothing.
So,
Now, you do have everything in place if you did have to tool up and go hot, though, right? I mean, you don't have the training supplies, but you do have...
No, I don't rely on the National Guard. I've already converted to 7.62x39 because it's more of affordable ammunition. I've warned my buddies that, you know, you don't need to rely on... we don't even have our rifles at the armory, first off. They're at a different armory, so we have no M4s there, which makes no sense to me at all. And I told my friends, I said, if something goes down, are you guys going to show up here? Or are you going to protect your family? I said, the best thing you need to do is spread your knowledge to whatever group or people you know and teach what you know and have it dispersed amongst the state. I said, but us being collaborated together is probably going to be a bad idea depending on what they're going to use us for. So I've already stocked up.
There's your guerrilla warfare scenario, John.
Yeah.
Well, we're called a volunteer state for a reason, and I'd like to say that we help find Texas. Hopefully Texas has a lot of respect for us, but it's I'm trying to wake up the guys, and it's half and half. Some do it, some don't. So some don't really care. They're kind of still in la-la land, so I'd rather be a tinfoil hat than a fluoride head, I guess you could say.
I hear you. Hey, Jonathan, thank you so much for your call.
Yes, sir. You take it easy.
Okay, you too. All right, we'll take the break. Be right back with Bill Frady right after this. End your calls.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000 during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Bill Frady, Lock and Load, sponsored by Gun Owners of America, Monday through Friday on this network. That's right, folks. Bill Frady, Lock and Load, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. You going to be able to keep up with that grueling schedule?
Well, I just tap into my egomania. That drives me.
Yeah, right. Ed in Dallas. Hello, Ed. Thanks for holding.
Hey, John. What's up, man?
What's going on?
Just wanted to call in and reiterate again. I've spoke of this before, but I want to reiterate that the Second Amendment has been decided and settled in 2008 by District of Columbia versus Heller. And I've very seldom do I hear anyone even mention the case, Larry Pratt or any of the others ever mention the case, but the case is very decided. I mean, it's very pointed as to what the Second Amendment means. And it would be a good idea. You know, I sent you a copy, highlighted copy of it in your email.
When did you do that?
When
did you do that?
It's been a while. It's been a while back. It was when we were talking about it before. You wanted a copy of it, and I sent it to you, highlighted. I highlighted the whole thing. And what I think would be good is if you could dedicate one of your programs, John, to reading the, at least the decision of that case, and maybe the final statements by the dissenting opinion, because the dissenting opinion points out what this case is going to mean to America and to all the states, that if people use this case to challenge the state laws in all the states, then they said, the dissenting opinion said that they used the term that the dominoes will start to fall off the table. And they mean that the laws have to be changed because of the decision, because the decision was very pointed. I mean, it pointed and said people have a right to have a gun and to carry it, period. And so,
you haven't ever listened to me, have you, Ed?
Well, occasionally, but not real often.
I have stated with the McDonald and the Heller decisions that this, the way we need to approach this is the same way the pro-abortion group likes to shove Roe versus Wade in our face. You're absolutely right. It is settled law. It is settled law to the degree that what with the New York Safe Act, what happened in Maryland, what happened in Colorado, all of those things. One of the things that came out of Heller is you can't ban guns in common use. And AR-15s are almost ubiquitous. It's the most popular rifle in the country. And they're, you know, they fall under the assault weapon moniker.
Right.
And we've already seen this in Illinois now. In Illinois, they've been flapped around a little bit. And very shortly, Illinois is going to become a shall issue state, and a whole bunch of things are going to have to go away. And they'll be fought. The New York Safe Act, it's being fought internally. Maryland is going to be fun to watch. Colorado, well, we saw what happened in Colorado. They had a couple of recalls, stuck some chills to the spines, and the sheriffs in Colorado are joining lawsuits to roll that law back. So the problem with this, though, is that that doesn't stop these lawmakers from making this unconstitutional law that flies in the face of a Supreme Court decision.
Yes,
they want to throw it to the court. So,
right. Well, there has to be an appeal. Obviously, somebody has to walk down the street with a gun openly, and be challenged by a cop, and he has to take it all the way, you know, to the Supreme Court if necessary. And I doubt very seriously, though, with that case being so plain, that I doubt very seriously if it ever have to go to the United States Supreme Court again. I believe that the appellate courts before the Supreme Court will be forced to rule in the favor of the person who challenges the state law.
And, there's another case that's going to make its way to the Supreme Court coming out of Montana with the Firearms Freedom Act, whereby they were going to create their own little microeconomy as far as the gun industry, where they were going to make guns and ammo and accessories go with them, and they were not going to let them be exported beyond the state borders, thereby not being capable of being regulated by the interstate commerce law, and that got struck down by a lower court. Now, when that happens, it goes to the Supreme Court. If it gets there, the one guy that they thought was going to retire is not going to retire. So for a while, we've got the same makeup we had. If that is upheld in the Firearm Freedom Act is upheld, that changes the paradigm for all kinds of things like Agenda 21, Obamacare. Because that's saying the state can regulate everything within their borders as long as it doesn't go beyond their border.
Right.
So, you know, yes, but you're absolutely right. A lot of these states are flying in the face of settled law. This is settled law. They do it on a constant basis. They do it because nobody's paying attention. I pound on that as much as I can. There's a lot of issues for me to pound on, but I do pound on that one whenever it rears its ugly head. I play whack-a-mole with it. Have a lot of fun.
Right. Well, I'd like to hear somebody just read the decision, you know, just the decision part, if nothing else, of that Heller, District Columbia versus Heller, because I think it'll wake up some people, you know, if they highlight the certain parts while they're reading it that the court said about what the Second Amendment means. and what it's always meant from the beginning. You know, they went all the way back to the very beginning of this, of the establishment of this nation, and pointed to the fact that, well, this is the way it was, and that's the way it is today. Same, hadn't changed.
All right. Ed, we're running out of time. I thank you for your call.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye. Let me snag one more here before we're out of here. Mark in Philadelphia. Hello, Mark.
Hello. Oh, hear ye, O men of good spirit and of keen mind. I would ask thee, why should we appeal to the Supreme Court, the same Supreme Court who's now turned Obamacare into a legal enforcement, a mandate upon all of us, which would seek to steal our lives and our livelihoods right out from underneath us? I dare say that I do not trust the federal courts. In the same way that Jefferson did not trust the federal courts.
Well, Mark, let me ask you this one, because these are they're political appointees; they're appointed for life. And why do we have conservative justices and liberal justices? Why do we have the political bent on this thing as Supreme Court justices? They should be apolitical. They should never be left or right. This just deal with the Constitution, and that be it.
Yeah, I say that when we have to appeal to the federal Supreme Court, that we are licking the boots of King George, and he still lives in that evil place. So, but I wanted to acknowledge Richard Mack. I'm here in Philadelphia, but I'm originally a Missourian, born in northern Missouri, raised in southern Missouri. And at least there's some people got their feet firmly planted in the soil back in Missouri, and they're trying to do the right thing. Here's the thing about the sheriffs. I have, in my part as a citizen, doing my itty-bitty part, throw my pebble in the pool, I followed up with some of these sheriffs that are on Sheriff Mack's list in Missouri, mm-hmm. Okay? But here's the deal. They say the devil's in the details. Well, I say it very much is, because when you try to nail these guys down about what will they uphold the Second Amendment, will they protect the citizens and the lives and livelihoods of the citizens of their county, well, so far, I found one that's solid, and he's got himself a posse, and the posse created themselves, and then they went to him to tell him that they would support him. And I encourage others like myself out there to do the same thing, to call their sheriffs and really nail them down. Because the time to nail them down isn't when the pressure's on. The time to nail them down is now. And we have to organize around these sheriffs to also show them support, because they are somewhat bound.
Yeah, Mark, slow your roll here. Slow your roll.
Okay.
I am in complete agreement with you. The problem has been that the sheriffs do not realize that they have an awakened populace happening right underneath their nose, right in their own counties. For years and years and years, they've been left alone to fend for themselves. And they have not had the support of the people before. Well, these are going to be their new posse. And I am in agreement with you. Hey, we're out of time, Mark. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
All right. Bill Frady, lock and load, man.
It's been a gas to be with you, John, as it always is.
Well,
I
you got to forgive me. I don't know where that hound dog thing came from.
That's all right. I'm going to try to figure out a way to incorporate that into my logo.
Well, the only thing I can think of is you. The stuff is out there, and you're able to sniff it out. So we'll let it go at that. Thanks, Bill.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you all for being here today. Be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. Things are changing. Are you noticing? Freedom ain't